Good morning. It's 7:06. I'm Jeremy Loeb, APR News. A look at the day's weather coming up in just a few minutes. Two women are filing a lawsuit challenging Alabama's ban on gay marriage. This is the third lawsuit challenging the ban. The couple was married in Massachusetts and wants Alabama to recognize their marriage as valid. The American Civil Liberties Union is representing them. The lawsuit asks Alabama's ban to be declared unconstitutional. More than a dozen court decisions have done just that since the U.S. Supreme Court ruled the Defense of Marriage Act unconstitutional last year. Randall Marshall, legal director of the Alabama ACLU, says that gives him confidence their lawsuit will succeed.
I mean, I think the writing is on the wall that these lawsuits have been successful, and ultimately it may get back to the U.S. Supreme Court, but there has been not a single court that has come out the other way on these lawsuits.
Two other suits challenged the ban. One was filed in February by a Montgomery man whose partner died in a car wreck after they were married in Massachusetts. A third lawsuit filed in May involved a lesbian couple who want their marriage recognized so they can both be legal parents to their son. Two former candidates for Place 2 on the Alabama Public Service Commission have endorsed former Greene County Commission Chairman Chip Beaker in the July 15th Republican runoff. The primary election last week put Beaker in a runoff with incumbent Commissioner Terry Dunn. Birmingham businessman Jonathan Barbie, who finished third, and Alabama Minority GOP Chairman Philip Brown of Birmingham, who finished fourth, say they're throwing their support to Beaker. Barbie called Beaker the only remaining candidate who can effectively fight a radical environmental agenda. Dunn responded to the endorsements by calling Beaker Alabama Power's chosen one. Republican voters also will decide runoffs July 15th for Secretary of State, State Auditor, and the 6th Congressional District. The University of Alabama in Birmingham is hosting speakers on making cities more sustainable. UAB is sponsoring its annual Sustainable Smart Cities Symposium to talk about issues like green architecture, energy conservation, and making cities healthier and more livable for its residents. Professor Fuad Fuad teaches civil construction and environmental engineering at UAB. He says members of the public could benefit from sitting in on the discussion.
Giving them a perspective from our city to the national, to the U.S. Perspective, as well as an international, and show them how other cities have improved and expanded and became more sustainable, and what that ultimately means to them.
Speakers will talk about designing more energy-efficient buildings and how foreign countries are working to make their cities more sustainable. The public is invited to attend. Now for a look at the day's weather, here's WVUA's Richard Scott.
Good Wednesday morning to you. Temperatures top out in the mid-80s this afternoon, partly to mostly cloudy. Good chance for scattered storms, but it doesn't rain all day. Tonight, lows in the upper 60s, a little patchy fog. For Thursday, highs closer to 90. We'll see more sun on Thursday with a small chance for passing afternoon storm. Rain chance will be a little bit better on Friday and Saturday at 40%. High temperatures in the upper 80s. I'm WVUA Chief Meteorologist Richard Scott. That's your local weather forecast.
And I'm Jeremy Loeb, APR News.